What's up, game heads? And welcome to episode 27 of Glitch Therapy. I'm your host, Ramondo Burnside, and with me,
Ben Dupe,
Joel Gao,
Mr. Jose Ochoa.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for tuning in, guys. This week, we're going to talk about Madden 18, Uncharted the Lost Legacy, and a whole bunch of other random goodness along the way, of course. You know how we do. But first, how you guys been this week?
Great. Not bad, man.
I'm here.
Aren't you here all the time?
I'm always here.
Are you mentally here, though?
We'll see.
Is that a question mark above your head?
Yeah.
I'm living. I'm existing.
Yeah, that's pretty much my
answer. You guys sound fucking depressing. Ben, give me something better, baby.
I'm sore as shit, man. I'm so tired. You see this place. Like, this is like one day for me painting the walls and stuff. And
right. It's a lot of work.
No fun, man. It's not cool. I'm never painting my walls green again because you got to do like 3 coats over that shit to make it like not look green.
Mm-hmm. Your house was green?
Yeah, man. You don't remember that wall was green?
He had a green wall back here.
I don't remember.
He didn't pay attention.
Seriously? This giant wall that's always to your left every week?
Oh, man. I don't remember that.
Oh, buddy. I don't know what to tell you. I got nothing.
It's too easy. I'm gonna give you a wean-in process for this week. I'm going to leave you alone for now. I'm sure you'll do something later.
Yeah, that's what you say.
But then I would attack.
Mondo said wean.
Oh, forget all you guys. All right. Man. What have you guys been up to this week? Anything fun?
I've been rewatching some of the Netflix Marvel shit. I got done with Defenders. We didn't talk about this last week. Has anyone watched Defenders yet?
Yep.
I postponed it for myself.
You haven't watched it yet?
I'm going to start it probably this week.
Okay.
I haven't.
No.
I watched all of it.
What do you think, Joel?
I liked it.
I mean, spoiler free, obviously, because they haven't watched it. But, I mean, where do you think it stacks up against, like, other like Daredevil? The reason I'm rewatching everything now is because I want to sort of assemble my hierarchy of like where I think everyone.
What order?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Jessica Jones is my favorite, but Defenders didn't stack up for me as high as I thought it would.
Yeah, I like Jessica Jones and Daredevil. Those are at the top, and I like Luke Cage after that, and then least of all would be the Iron Fister.
Well, yeah, that's I think that's everyone's. I think that's like they took some polls. And that's what's made Defenders unpopular is Iron Fist. People just, he's such a douche, and like people just don't. He's a yoga bro.
So let me ask you this: what do you think could have made Iron Fist better? Like, give me your top 3 things if you could change something.
Make him less
on the spot.
Make him less of a whiner. I mean, he's such a
because he's very whiny.
Because for me,
I honestly feel like you could have diversified a little bit and made him Asian, man. Stephen Yeun or even like, you know, we were talking about this, I think, right? Like that guy from Into the Badlands. I forget his name.
He would be awesome.
Yeah, man. Like and like. I don't know, in the animated shows and stuff, like Iron Fist is so chill, but he has such a prevalent sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Like he's really funny. And this guy just has no sense of humor. He never laughs, never smiles. So
just whines and
he smiles from time to time. He's talking to his love interest, which I think she's a more interesting character overall anyway.
But he's not like cracking jokes. And there's really not. I feel like Defenders, that's what it was missing, was like that joke cracking guy. You know, like in the new Justice League movie, you got Flash kind of cracking jokes from what we've seen in the trailers here and there. And I feel like, you know, Robert Downey Jr. is that guy in the Avengers who's kind of never taken things seriously and always making light of things. So I feel like Iron Fist, it would have been cool to have like a kind of wise guy Asian actor that could also fight really well. And I really like, this is nitpicky, but I wish his fist lit up with actual fire. Like it just the yellow skin stuff like looks, I wish it was like fire. Like when he got really worked up, he just like.
Yeah, and when he swings that around, it's like he's swinging around a heavy mallet.
Yeah.
It's like it's not supposed to weigh more, is it?
No, that's like he hits Luke Cage and that's supposed to like weigh more or be like a sledgehammer or something, but I don't know. So anyway, that's what I've been doing, though. I've been jumping back. I like Jessica Jones the best, I think.
She's hot.
Yeah, she's hot, and she's probably... I don't know, man. I think we're like souls, you know? Like, we're just like, don't give a fuck, talk shit, and if you don't like me, then you can fuck the fuck off. So,
I like that about her.
You know, like
she's awesome.
I like that. I like Jessica Jones, too, for a different reason. Like, I like it because it feels like a good, like, detective drama for the most part. You know what I mean?
And that's what Batman is missing all the time.
And unlike some of the other shows, because I feel like each one of the Marvel shows are distinct and they feel slightly different in a good way, you know, like
yeah.
that feels like more of a detective drama where like Daredevil felt more like it had a lot more action and fights in it than the other ones did. And, you know, some legal stuff, you know, obviously he's a lawyer.
Man, that legal stuff, that was the perfect amount, you know, Iron Fist, that was the problem was like, it was way too many boardroom meetings.
Too much corporate stuff.
And Daredevil had the perfect blend of like fight scenes and vigilantism and also legal mumbo jumbo and stuff.
Yep. And then I love Luke Cage, a lot because it went really urban and it brought that feel of like that strife of that, you know, these boroughs are under attack of their own
Harlem.
Harlem. You know what I mean? Like,
we're not in Hell's Kitchen anymore.
Right. And it feels a lot. I mean, it mirrors, you know, real life because that shit's going down all around you. But
totally.
You know, if you don't live in those areas, you don't really feel that. So
yeah, man.
It was nice to get the glimpse of that and have a superhero deal with real shit on a street level.
Yeah, it was cool.
So
yeah, man, it was a very relevant topic, I think, especially for where we're at as a country. And I don't want to get into politics or anything, but it was just, you know, that was very topical. And I think for the time that it was made, it's just like, you know, Back to the Future was topical for the time that it was made. It's just like everything's in context of time. But as far as game-wise, man, Final Fantasy's been sitting on my shelf, and I just haven't. I've gotten like 2 minutes into it. I don't think it's gonna happen.
So how far have you? You only played for like 2 minutes?
I don't know. Really? No, like 20 minutes. I mean, I don't know. I need to. I just don't have that desire, you know. And I have a. What's the game we're talking about today?
Uncharted.
Yeah, that. Or as I like to call it, better Tomb Raider. But anyway, we'll get into that.
Better Tomb Raider.
But yeah, that I think I'm going to hit that before I hit Final Fantasy 15. So.
Yeah, Final Fantasy 15 is a long game anyway. So
I mean, oh, God, it's so long.
Unless you're going to sit down and play that every night for a while, kind of like how you did with like Breath of the Wild type situation. If you're not going to do that, it's going to be forever for you. And because of that reason, it went on my back burner for a long time. It's still on there.
I think it'll be that thing that I jump into and I'll probably be talking about. You guys will hear me like 3 years from now, like, I finished it. It's done.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 28 will be coming out.
We can hold hands while I'm finished Persona 5.
I'll be like, God damn it. Did I
finish that one?
I'm close.
Uh-huh.
I'm close. But yeah, I keep playing other stuff. I'm playing other stuff, though.
There's a lot
Uncharted,
of stuff going on.
I'm playing this and that. And I'm splitting my hairs here on other things. So
it's difficult to careful, balance it all out.
You're getting older. You don't have as many hairs to split.
Hey, man, at one point, I'm going to be like my brother and just start shaving it off. Like, he started going bald at like 19.
I know it's coming. No. 10 years for me. I'm already receding a little bit.
Yeah,
and when it gets to a certain point, it's just...
I'm good for now, but...
hat all the time. It'll be like Noah, just wearing a hat all... You know, like...
Just give up on life. Just one day you're looking in the mirror, you're like, fuck it, and you like a big chunk out of the back of it.
Well, at least you still have the beard.
I will always have the beard. I'm hoping the hair energy transfers from the top of my head to the bottom, and I just, you know.
We can just be the bald gentleman's club.
Also have a Noah-esque beard, you know.
It'll transfer to your back, too, probably.
But I got long arms, man. I can reach that shit.
You can comb it up and over.
Freaking weirdo. Look at his arms.
He's so long.
He can scratch the middle of his back.
Nah, I can shave the middle of my back. You know, get rid of the back hair. All right, anyway.
That's a long way to go, man.
I beat that game. Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
It gets better after 20 minutes. I mean, you have to play it for a little bit to actually start leveling up and getting better equipment and stuff like that. But it's a long game, so unless you really want to commit to it, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
But I'm caught up on Rick and Morty. Season 3
still gotta
started.
Jump into that.
Pickle Rick.
Back. I know, right? Pickle Rick, bitch. it's so good. Season 3, I think about 4 episodes in, or is today like the 4th or 5th episode? Something
I think
like
so.
That.
I don't keep track with that.
It's on Hulu, no?
You can watch it on Hulu the first 2 seasons. I don't think season 3 is on there. I can't remember for sure or not. But otherwise, it's on Adult Swim.
You could stream it.
Like 11:30 on, you know, Sunday nights.
Cool.
But yeah, I've been watching that, and then... I actually ordered bumpers and a tool for my Elite controller, from Xbox Elite controller.
Oh, I thought you meant like bumpers for the podcast.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
yes, I bought those too. No, because my bumper went out on the left bumper. It just stopped like compressing. Like when you tap it, it's like.
Is that like cheaper to buy parts for a controller if it's broken than just to buy a new controller?
Depends on what it is.
Okay,
because they're easier to open and fix than you think. And so, so before I like flipped out, like, oh, I take it back to the store and all this stuff, because I think I've had it for like a year, and I paid a good amount of money for it. Joel has one too.
Yep.
And so I was like, well, let me just look into my options. So, like, I can send it into Microsoft maybe and see how much they're going to charge me. Well, I don't want to do that. And then I'm not going to have it for forever, and I got to pay all this money, whatever. So then I looked online, and I saw that it was super easy to crack, to pop it open with these little tools, and then, like, you just replace it. It's just a fucking piece of plastic in there.
Isn't that crazy, man?
That's like, all it
sometimes,
is.
Sometimes, even, like, replacing phone screens, too. Like, if you crack your phone screen, there's kits out there, and it's actually, like, I've known, like, girls who are not mechanically inclined at all will replace that shit, you know? And it's actually way less expensive than going somewhere.
It's crazy.
Fixed.
So I bought the bumper. It's like one long piece that goes across, and it connects in the middle where the guide button that lights up in there, the Xbox button.
Yep.
And so, like, I just bought the bumpers, the same color, and then the tools, like those little two little screwdrivers and then a little opener to pop open your controller to take the face off.
Because mm-hmm. they're special screwdrivers.
Yeah, you can't use regular stuff.
Yeah.
And so I bought the pack for that and the bumpers, and I think I paid total with tax and everything and shipping like $22 or something like that.
Not bad.
Controller's going to cost you like $50 probably.
$150. So.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with
$150.
It. $150. The Elite controller.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. It's expensive.
Excuse me.
So what do you get from an Elite controller?
I mean, Besides being like a douche that likes
besides being all the an technique. Elitist, literally being an elitist.
Joel and I are both like,
I don't know.
No, yeah. So does it just look cooler?
It is a lot cooler. I mean, but there's other features. I mean,
yeah, you can program it for different games. Cool. You have like extra buttons underneath it, so you can keep your thumbs on the sticks the whole time, and instead of taking your right thumb off to press A, B, X, or whatever, you can pull the little levers underneath.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the picture of it now. This is like the Cadillac of Xbox controllers. Yeah. This is cool.
It's totally not necessary, but if you have some extra loot and you want to throw it into something like that because, you know, just because you want to treat yourself, I mean, that's more or less what you're looking at.
Treat yourself.
Yeah. It's not, yeah, right?
Treat yourself. I love mine. It's also a little more sensitive. You can mess with the sensitivity of the buttons. You can also, like the triggers, you can make them so that they only pull in halfway, but then they're more sensitive, and you don't have to pull it all the way to take a shot.
Yeah.
Cool.
Racing games, you can use that back there instead of using the triggers up top and all that stuff. So,
you can shift the gears and stuff with the levers underneath.
Man, they should get one then.
So, I shipped that. I had that come out, and I'll have that on Monday, so I'm going to crack that open. And
does PlayStation have an equivalent to that?
They were supposed to be coming out with something. I don't know if they have or not.
They haven't released it yet.
Okay.
But cool. Yep. Other than that, school started back, so yay, back into my routine with my kids going to school.
I'm back
so
into
happy.
School.
Yay.
Fucking
boo.
Fuck, man.
It sucks, man.
And Taylor's a cheerleader this year. She's 15, sophomore.
She's going to be so busy.
Yeah, so she cheerleaded at her first game for their sophomores, and the sophomores got beat 41-0.
Oh, man.
Thankfully, their varsity kicked ass, but their sophomores got a little work to do. So she came home. She's like, yeah, we had a good game, but I did pretty good, but our team sucks.
That's cool.
High five.
As long as she had a good time.
Yeah,
for sure.
She looked really good in her outfit and everything, and she was super happy about it. So I was pumped for her.
Very cool.
So I'm going to be going to a lot of games this year.
Nice. Yeah. Those are fun. Yeah, I used to go to those in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, I got arrested in one of those.
I actually did too.
That surprised me.
Yeah,
I did too at the homecoming game. Wow.
Yeah.
What'd you guys do?
I'll take mine off air.
Yeah.
So,
I started a fight.
Oh, okay. So you got removed for fighting?
No. Yeah, maybe. Kind of.
Yes. And we're going to say yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
yep. High school games.
Yeah.
Good times. Right?
Well, have you guys seen Death Note?
That shit sucks.
It's in my queue to watch.
You
didn't like it?
Nope.
Well, we'll start a list of things that I've gotten 20 minutes into and stopped doing, because that is one that I will not go back to. And more power to people who like it. It's just not my thing, personally.
Really?
I'm not going to shit talk it or anything.
It's not a bad movie, but if you're into the anime and you've read the manga, you're not going to like it because they change stuff. But if you have never seen it or really know anything about it, then you might like it.
I mean, they took too many liberties with changing the source material to, you know, for a show, or is it, it's a show, right? Or is it a movie?
It's a movie.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like what they did to Dragon Ball Z.
Interesting.
It sucks.
So what kind of ratings has it been getting from like critics and stuff? Like, Not that I give a shit about what critics think.
Very bad ratings. Let's see.
I'm always curious, but I don't base everything off a critical review since they look at stuff.
So on Rotten Tomatoes, on Rotten Tomatoes, critics have given it 40%, and and users, audiences, have given it 25%.
That shit's not fresh.
Not good.
It's bad.
It's not fresh.
I had fun with it, but I haven't read any of the manga. So, my daughter watched it, and she's like, yeah, they changed so much. Oh,
so
my God.
Being somebody who hasn't watched it yet, and I got plenty of the shit to watch, should I just cross it off my list?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay, cool. Thanks.
I don't know, man. I won't tell anyone not to watch it. Personally, for me, it was like it just started full throttle without giving me any sense of who the characters were.
True.
Like it kind of blew its wad in the first 20 minutes as far as like setting up the story. Like he gets the Death Note, and I'm not spoiling anything because I only watched 20 minutes, but he gets the Death Note, meets William Dafoe's character, and kills someone within 20 minutes. And I wish they had kind of like taken some time to show me who this guy was or show me who his friends were and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was just it was the way that it unfolded. I won't say I won't watch it because, you know, when I'm in a drought for stuff to watch, maybe I'll jump back and check it out.
See, and that's how I feel. That's why I'm asking. I don't want you to necessarily shit on it or anything. I mean, if it's a shitty show or movie or whatever, I mean, just be honest with me. That's why I talk to you guys for. I'd rather get the truth. And plus, I have so much shit to watch and play and whatever. And so much limited time to do that stuff that if this isn't that good, I'd rather not waste my time with it, honestly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, true. Not to ruin it for anybody else who's excited for it or anything, but...
I mean, put it on the back burner for when you have, like, you know, a drought where you don't have a lot to watch and you and the wife are sitting at home, like, what should we watch tonight? And you're coming up empty. Like, just turn on an episode of Death Note. Give it a chance. I'm not going to say don't watch it. You decide, but just give it one episode and see if you like it.
Well, so. It's just a movie. I don't think there's a season.
I thought it was a TV show.
No, it's just a movie.
Okay. Then I kind of take back the whole jumping, because I thought this was a show with season.
So maybe they'll get into that.
So that makes sense that they jumped into all of it that fast then. But even still, it felt a little quick.
Even with most movies and shows, though, I'm like, if you're not going to give me some kind of reason to care about these characters, then plunging them into, like, fucked up situations doesn't have the weight it should have because I don't care yet.
Yeah, man, like it jumped full on. Like in Iron Man, you know, he doesn't build the suit within the first 20 minutes. You know, that part comes, that's like the climax of events in the movie.
Sure.
Yeah. And, you know, you get a lot of stuff before that of him just like, you know, learning who he is and stuff.
And
so.
There is another Death Note movie that came out in 2006.
Oh, really?
That one was better. It actually got a 7.9 and a 78% in Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So this one actually has the characters from the anime.
Gotcha.
Wow. Okay.
So I'll say one thing. The guy who plays the...
Death?
Ryuk.
Or the
Ryuk, or however you say the name.
The main character?
The Death God.
Oh, yeah. Okay. William Dafoe.
It's William Dafoe, right. And he does a great job.
Well, he does a great job in everything.
Yeah, he's always top notch.
But I mean, the way he sounds, the way he laughs is
he was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, he was perfect. Yeah,
he was perfect for
the part. That movie? He was a gay detective in, and Daryl from Walking Dead is in it. Mm. Ah, shit.
Are you talking about? You're not talking about.
It's an old movie.
You're not talking about. It's
Saints.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
What's his name?
Willem Dafoe.
No, I know it. They made a second one. Second was All Saints Day or something like that.
The Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints.
Yes,
thank
you. William Dafoe can, to me, he's like anything they cast him in, he's perfect for it because he's a character actor.
Right.
He always plays just this, like, you're like, oh my God, that's perfect. Yeah. A lot of people think he should be the Joker. So, I feel like in his younger years he could have, but now.
Death Note's to kind of assist Death Note, even though I haven't watched it yet or anything, to kind of go off what you were saying about it starting off really fast, if they can tie that in somehow later on, that can work. I mean, in some movies and shows, that's not a bad way to go necessarily, but if you don't have a meaningful way of bringing it back around and like tying that together, it's going to fall apart, man.
Yeah.
So maybe I will give it a shot since it's just a movie. I mean, like an hour and a half or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, watch the 2006 one better. It's 2 hours.
Yeah, so maybe I'll check them out then. Let's see what's up. Otherwise, man, maybe we should pop into some news real quick and get that going.
Let's do it up.
Yeah, buddy. Let's talk about some stuff that's going on in the last week or so. got a few things going on. Gamescom convention annually started this week in Germany, so they're doing that. It's usually bigger than E3, and not a lot of announcements are coming out of there, but it's a good time, man. If you happen to be able to get overseas and check it out, it's awesome. It happens every year between, what, E3 and PAX and some of the other conventions. So cool. If you haven't had a chance to check that out, man, get into that.
For sure.
I'll save my tickets.
Yeah, right? I'd love to go to that thing, dude.
Eventually.
Yeah, for sure. So my news this week... Actually, hold on one sec. All right, yeah, my news this week is not super game related. I did have one game related thing, but did I lose it? It was the new Xbox. Oh yeah, Xbox One X pre-orders sold out. The lack of system seller hasn't stopped the system selling. Clever wording. Microsoft have confirmed that pre-orders for the Xbox One Project Scorpio Edition have sold out in many territories. The VP for marketing said, "You, our biggest fans, have pre-ordered more Xbox One X Project Scorpio Edition consoles in the first 5 days than any Xbox ever." Mm-hmm. So that's cool, I guess. Yeah. You know, whatever.
Yeah. And there's a lot of talk about that too, where some of the I don't know, the fanboys are like, "Yeah, they sold more pre-orders of Xbox One X than PlayStation Pro did in like the first couple days or whatever they were talking about." I was like, it's just bullshit to me. It's like, who cares?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's like what you like, man. If you can like more than one thing too, so sometimes fanboys drive me nuts.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, you know what I mean. It's like,
just chill out.
Console war stuff.
Pump the brakes a little bit.
Yeah, you know, if you are a hardcore Sony guy, that's fine. Support your stuff that you like, whatever. But just because somebody else makes a console too, and you're like, "Oh, I'll never play an Xbox," like, that's stupid. It's like going to a buffet and eating the same shit.
Yeah, man. I mean,
all the food.
I'll play everything. First of all, like, yeah, I mean. I own an Xbox One, a PlayStation 4, and a Switch.
Yeah.
But my number one company will always be Nintendo, just because they're weird and they think outside the box. I don't always like what they do. I think that sometimes they make fucking decisions just to be weird. But I do think that they make different type of gaming experiences than everyone else. So, you know, so a lot of times that can work out to a really, really, like, one out of every 10 games that they make is just like Zelda Breath of the Wild. And then you have like the Mario games that are always fun, even though they're just Mario games, but still always fun.
Yeah,
so
definitely like what you like, but sample other shit. Don't just shut your brain off to like, "Oh, okay, I'll never play a Sony game."
And then troll forums and stuff. Spend all your time, waste all your time being negative on forums and talking to people. "Oh, your system sucks because I don't like that system."
Well, go ahead.
No, you're fine. It was just crazy though, because they were like, that's all that I was seeing like in the comments, and it's like, whatever. But yeah, you're right though. It did sell out. I was lucky enough to get over to GameStop and snag a pre-order.
Nice.
They only had like 14 total that morning when I called them, and then they were like, by the time I got off work at 5 and got over there at 5:30-ish, they had like 4 left, including the one I pre-ordered. So I was like, okay. And then I guess online they were my buddy on that runs Noobs and Pros and Noobs, or Noobs and Pros. I'm sorry, I'm probably saying that backwards. But on Instagram, he posted a post here in Des Moines. It was saying, "Hey, if you go over to the Jordan Creek Mall, the Microsoft store is still doing pre-orders up to this week." So if you haven't gotten one, check them out. If you live in the Des Moines, Iowa area, might still have some. So,
Other piece of news I had, GameStop. Actually, I have two more things really quick though. GameStop shares fell 7.6% to $20.13, which kind of coincides with an experience I had on Friday with them.
Yeah,
I went there to to sell some video games, and they could not sell me games because they didn't have enough money in the register. They couldn't buy games from me because they didn't have enough money in the register.
Yeah.
I was like, "Damn, dude, you guys need a small business loan or something."
That's terrible.
Ben and I were talking about it, and I gave him a little bit of context because I used to be a manager at GameStop years ago, and every now and again, the perfect storm would hit where we would do a bunch of sales. And it was all like debit card, credit card type sales, so we weren't bringing cash in.
Mm-hmm.
But then we'd do a lot of trade-ins, where we'd buy people's stuff.
Yeah.
And so then you're giving money out of the register away because they want cash, and then you don't have enough. At some point later in the day, somebody comes in with a pile of shit, and they're like, "Yeah, I want to trade this in. I need, it's going to give me $200. I don't have $200 to give you."
Yeah.
It was just such a weird thing.
I just thought it was funny.
But that guy was such a dick that you're telling
me. Yeah, and
was.
I don't want to, like, trash talk a game.
No.
Because GameStop is cool, man.
That
like,
guy
I mean,
sucks.
Yeah, the manager was kind of a dick about it. And, like, I was trying to be chill, and he was kind of being, I think he was probably having a bad day or something. Yeah. So, you know, I can't say, I mean, you can probably relate to this. If I worked full time, my only job was at GameStop, I might be in a bad mood sometimes, because you do have to deal with probably
general public
and employees that also aren't as passionate about gaming as you or don't want to read up on stuff. So, mm-hmm. I mean, all that stuff is just regular job stuff that, you know, they're entitled to the occasional bad day.
Nothing against GameStop. I mean, I love GameStop still. I go in there from the time, buy stuff, if I'm not getting stuff on, you know, Gamefly or whatever. But mm-hmm. it was just funny, though. It's like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, it was
why
weird.
Why does that guy got to be a dick about it?
I know. That was my thing. But I don't know. After I cooled off a little bit, I gave him a pass, and I just, you know, chill out a bit. So last piece of news I have is not game-related, but I thought you guys might be interested in it. I'm sure some of you have heard about it. The Joker, they're actually making a Joker origin movie. Mm-hmm. It's not going to have Jared Leto in it, it's produced by Martin Scorsese. Huh. And it's going to go all the way back to the 80s, and they're going to find a younger person to play Joker.
So they did get Scorsese?
Yeah, he's producing. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be like an advisory role on it. He's like the only one left that was still alive in the 80s in Hollywood to tell people, like, you know, what was happening back then, right. I guess. Or no, I mean, he does like crime movies from that time. So
they're going to do two movies then, because they're doing that origin
and
movie.
The and Joker and the Joker,
Harley Quinn one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm like, and we kind of had a nerd out, I want to call it, on Instagram. We had, like, I brought all my nerdiest friends together to form our super,
oh, you told me about
our
this.
Super
yeah.
team of talking about it. You were in the you were yeah. the thread. Yeah. We talked on there.
We
for
trash
like,
talk about Barry like most of the time.
Yeah, yeah. We were commenting in that thread on Instagram probably for like a good hour.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was fun too.
A super group of my nerdiest friends are in there just nerding out. But of all the people, I mean, not people, but all of the characters they could have done origin movies for. I mean, nothing against Joker. I love the Joker. And
I love the Joker,
and
too.
I love Harley Quinn. But after they just did the, you know what I mean?
Suicide Squad,
where they kind of focus on them doing a follow-up and doing two movies, no doubt. It's like, come on, DC.
Thing about Joker, too, is, A, I don't want to know his origin. The thing that was so cool about The Dark Knight was, like, he would tell his origin story, but then he'd tell a completely different... Like, he'd just lie about it, you know? So he's such an ambiguous character. Like, you don't know where he came from or what his story is. And you should also never empathize with the Joker. I mean, like, he's just evil. You should always... like think of him as evil. I don't want people to empathize with, like, this guy will kill a baby, you know, like that's how evil he is. So
sociopath.
Giving him a movie is only going to make people like empathize, and he shouldn't be a character that people like sympathize with and stuff.
I won't lie to you, after reading the one, god dang it, I'm
article
blanks, I'm drawing blanks today, the book, the graphic novel,
The Killing Joke.
Yes, thank you. After reading Killing Joke, like a long time ago, it made me feel a little sorry for him, just in that, just how he became that way, because he was in dire straits with his family and super broke, and he wasn't making any money, and he got wrapped up in some fucked up shit, and it just escalated like super fast.
Had a psychotic break.
Yeah. So I mean, that part of it, it's like, oh, that's crazy to see that he went from being a normal dude like us, just going to work and just stressing out over money and stuff, and then just took a turn and was just game over.
That. And that was actually an Elseworlds story too. So originally, it was not intended to be part of continuity.
Sure.
But I think it got so popular that they, and that was the story where Barbara Gordon got shot in the spine and became Oracle later on. Mm-hmm. So later it worked itself into continuity because it became so popular. It's also one of the most divisive comics. Like, fans either love it or like Noah hates it.
Yeah.
And it's because, you know, Joker did some fucked up shit. Like, he crippled Barbara Gordon. They imply that he raped her. And then at the end, Batman is laughing with the Joker at a joke he tells. So it's like, you know, they're kind of making light of it at the end. And I think that for a lot of people, that kind of like pisses them off. And other people, it's like, for me, it's like, this guy wrote Watchmen, so he writes dark, gritty stuff. I'm not mad at it, you know.
Yeah, well, that's like going to a scary movie. I mean, being mad because they made you jump a couple times.
Well, the thing,
like,
though,
you know
is
what,
like,
you're getting into,
but you don't, though, because it's superhero comics, so it's for kids. You know, I mean, supposedly
it's
for
not
kids.
For kids,
but it's
anymore.
But it's a graphic novel, though. I mean,
yeah,
I get what you're saying too. Part of me is like, know what you're getting into to some degree. I mean, it's a dark book. It's about a dark character.
I mean, I can see both sides of it. Yeah. I fall on the side where I don't get upset, and I actually, it was one of the first comics I read, and I'll always like it, but I can also see where people who are sensitive to that type of stuff can get upset about
then
it.
Then don't read it.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, then don't read it. Yep. Exactly. So, but that's all I got for news. So
cool, cool.
What's up? I have something that's pretty cool for me because I'm a big Assassin's fan. Assassin's Creed and Final Fantasy 15 collaboration was revealed at Gamescom.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm.
So basically, they have a DLC on the 31st of August for Final Fantasy that you're going to be pretty much an assassin with an assassin suit. What's the character's name? The main character? Final Fantasy? I haven't played it.
Was it
Noctis?
Noctis, yes.
Noctis, yeah.
Yes.
You'll be able to...
I almost said Nero. No, that's not right. It's completely off.
You're thinking of Devil May Cry. Reboot or whatever.
Or
3 or... I don't remember.
So the main character is going to... Pretty much everyone's going to have an assassin suit, and you're going to be pretty much an assassin going up the buildings, assassinating people just like Assassin's Creed. I'm not sure what's going to happen for Assassin's Creed because they say there are some teasers in the trailers about Final Fantasy stuff.
Yeah, like crossover stuff.
Yeah, so there's crossovers going to be happening. And
I'm interested to see how they play that out and if this is going to be super low-level crossover stuff, like, oh, there's a banner over here, you know, or it's going to be in your face, like, boom, here's a character from one of the other universes.
They said
you
Easter eggs, him
or
so
assassinate him or whatever.
It could be, like, in your face and not knowing or completely hidden.
Easter egg stuff.
So this is DLC that's coming out?
On the 31st, Final Fantasy is going to get the DLC.
Nice. Mm. Okay, cool.
Because they do events, so, like, so they'll do real-world events.
This is for Final Fantasy?
15, yeah.
But it's connected to Assassin's Creed, like, you're playing as...
Yeah, they're doing a crossover where they're blending the two games a little bit just for this event.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, and the cool thing how they do it too with Final Fantasy is like they'll have an event going for like let's say a week and you'd have to go inside the game and then go to that place. So like, it's like going to go to this fair and
you're
then at
drive.
The fair you drive to this thing and then it's in the actual game.
Okay, cool.
So if you don't want to go there, if you don't ever go there, you just miss it and the week will just pass and you just want to have, you know, get to see it, but
nice.
There's a trailer out for it, and it's actually really cool. It looks cool.
Nice. I'll link that trailer in the show notes for our listeners, too.
For sure. Just want to let everybody know that Mass Effect Andromeda is getting no DLC. They are abandoning ship on this game at this point. They're not putting anything else out for it at all whatsoever. So if you did like the game by chance, which you'd be in the minority, they're not supporting it any further. They've made an official announcement last week.
Was there a season pass on that? Because then they totally screwed the season pass people.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. I hope there wasn't.
There was a deluxe.
Yeah, there's a deluxe edition where you're going to get all this stuff. But
yeah.
Now you get nothing.
But they're not putting any DLC out for it. They're abandoning
ship.
Imagine
paying $100 for extra content. You don't.
Yeah, do they have any type of refund process for that? Or?
Probably not.
Hey, sorry about it.
Sorry.
In the past, when something like that, well, not something like this necessarily, but in the past where there's been an issue where a game didn't have what it's supposed to, they give you like a bunch of free stuff at some point. Or
I was gonna say, like, if whatever. You paid up front for DLC and they don't, that's straight up like theft, right? I mean, like that seems
that's misadvertising. Actually,
I mean, I would assume they would give people back some of their stuff. Or
if I knew that like Injustice was gonna have 8 characters and I paid for all of them and then I only got 2 or 3, mm-hmm. I'd be pissed, man. Like I'd be expecting them to refund that percentage of my money to me. Or
we should look into it further and see like how that shakes out. Maybe report back.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, they're not doing anything more with that. And then the other piece, the SNES Classic went up for pre-order again on Tuesday overnight at Best Buy and Amazon, which makes no fucking sense. Overnight. It happened at like 2 or something in the morning or some crap on their websites. It went up and it sold out in like a minute or two or something like that. So not many were out there. Also wanted to say be careful of Chinese knockoffs that are flooding the market right now. They're not the same quality or have this, and they don't have the same game lineup as the official Super Nintendo Classic does. And so they're trying to pass these off online to people that are desperate to get their hands on one.
As SNES, and they're not really SNES. It's just something they made.
They may have some of the same games, but some of them, like, there's super variations of them, like these crappy variations of, like, you know, these old school games and stuff. And some of them just flat out have a bunch of shitty games in there that aren't what's supposed to be in there.
I'm actually selling one on my eBay store where it's, you know, all those games except my faces on all the characters just smiling just with the thumbs up.
they boot it up and Rick Roll starts singing. And we're gonna get you.
It's called ebay.com/Ben's Janky Game Shop.
Yes. Oh man,
I want that game.
You know how pissed I would be if I ordered one and then that came in the mail.
But then you'd see my smiling face.
And there's not a damn thing you could do.
Yeah, come to your house and bring your neck.
I approve.
Careful. We know what you look like now.
Yeah, so. Right.
There'd be nothing you could do about it too if you got one of those because you can't really. sue China. No. They don't listen to the international laws when it comes to that kind of stuff.
No. Yeah, so people are pissed because they think that the pre-order process is like the classic Nintendo and the SNES classic, just the whole process of the pre-order thing and everything, pre-order process, the way it's been going down with these two things, everyone's really up in arms about it. And they're like, the process needs to be changed and that it's broken. So hopefully they look into this going forward and they can get some kind of like a better way to do this, so people actually have a chance. And it's not bots that are waiting to like buy up stuff while somebody's at work or something like that.
Yeah,
you actually have like real people actually have a chance to buy this stuff. It's not trying to hoard it all and then sell it all on eBay kind of thing. So,
Okay.
The absolute last thing I got here was that the enhanced edition of Rise of the Tomb Raider is coming out for Xbox One. It's going to take hold of the power of the One X and all that goodness. So, a lot of high def.
4K okay. and all that.
Yep. Yeah. So, it's going to give all the DLC too. So, all that stuff that the PlayStation 4 got, the version of it that they received, you know, they had the survival mode and the multiplayer and or co-op, whatever it was. All that stuff's going to be in there. So,
oh, that's cool.
Keep your eye out for that. May as well. It's a great game. So. And that's all I had. Oh, and Ben, about Final Fantasy 15 as well. If you're not satisfied with the version that you got, so know that you love that game so much.
I do. I'm passionate about it. I'm wearing Final Fantasy 15 underwear right now, actually.
They look cool.
Disappointing. Under ruse.
Under ruse, yeah.
They're releasing a PC version that drops next year, and guess how big the install of that is going to be on your hard drive.
Isn't it like 100 gigs?
170 gigs.
A billion floppy.
And you get all the DLC, they're dropping all this on people. And they're like, what? Like, why? 170 gigs?
That's huge.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you end up getting it for the PC, just make sure you have some space.
That's going to be expensive to download.
How many gigs is it?
170.
Jesus.
That's the rumor. That's unless ridiculous. Unless they do something different between now and then, that's what it's looking like as of right now.
And it's 200.
Yeah.
Nice.
Crazy stuff.
Holy crap.
That's amazing.
I guess with that, let's go ahead and move on to our two games. Let's talk about some Madden 18 and some Uncharted The Lost Legacy.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about some football. It is that time of year anyway.
I'm going to go ahead and rescind myself from the conversation because I know jack shit about football.
You get your ass in here.
And Ben is leaving. He is closing the door. He's out of here.
You get your ass back in here,
Ben. I know about as much about football as Ben then.
Come back. You live here.
You need a sound bite if you leave.
Yeah, I know,
slamming
right?
the door. We're going to talk a little bit about Madden 18 and after that, a little bit of Uncharted, The Lost Legacy. I know that when I picked this for us to talk about, I knew that I was like opening a box of like who gives a fuck, because I know none of us are really you know sports guys in general. I mean, I love it, but
I'm a sports guy, so I will say like
okay, but you don't play.
I play final or I play fantasy football.
I watch
Final Fantasy Football. No,
Final Fantasy. There you go. Football.
It's gonna be a new game I developed for my janky
special
game
kind
shop.
Of
yeah. Well, I meant like. Like we don't play Madden on the game system. I mean, I play like 2K, NBA 2K8, like, you know, every year, but 18, 17, whatever the last couple have been. But I just know we all don't really do Madden, though.
I never have played a sports game, so I wouldn't know if I liked it. But I've always not done it because I thought it would be funner to do in a group of people.
Sure.
So it's like we should do something sometime where like we get together and play. Yeah. I would definitely do it in a group setting, I think.
Sure.
But is it fun to play single player?
I think this year is the year to get back in. And I say that because as a guy who was super hardcore into Madden for like years, like I would have my cousins come over and a couple of buddies. We'd be like six of us sitting around taking turns playing, you know, and, you know, oh, talking trash. Like you hear people that are watching us play talk trash more than the guy sitting next to you that actually has the controller in his hand. So we'd have good times. Like every week we'd do that all like, you know, and talk shit to each other. So with that said, I haven't played a Madden in like probably 5 years because they just weren't different enough for me to care at that point. And I had limited time and games to put into, and so many of my friends would just play just that it was not fun to play them anymore because I was playing other things, so I wasn't seasoned the way they were. Mm-hmm. And they knew what I was doing before I would like set up my play and stuff. They'd be like, oh, you're in that formation? I'm going to do this. And you see them audibling and all this shit.
Oh, shit.
And it's like, this is like, what the let's go outside and play for real so I can just run you the fuck over.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? It's like, fuck this. But so I hadn't played one in a long time, and I'm glad that I jumped into it this year because everything I kept hearing about it, it seems like the year to get back into it if you're like me where you loved Madden for a long time and you just got away from it because it wasn't they weren't changing enough. So they put a new engine in this year, the Frostbite 3 engine, which they use for Battlefield 1.
Sweet. So better and facial animations and body animations.
That was good. Looks good.
It looks amazing.
Single player campaign.
It does look cool. Like, I will give it that. I mean, I may not be interested in the content as much, but the graphics are pretty badass looking. So
yeah.
Even the referees look pissed. They have like pissed off expressions on their faces.
It's really good. They did a lot more with the dynamic lighting. I can't say anything bad about it, man. I mean, and I have sampled some Maddens here and there, going to a buddy's house, and you know, he's like, "Hey, let's play a couple rounds, you know, a couple games, or whatever," and I play. But I've never bought one for like 5 years, so I do have some context to be able to compare and contrast. But the really big draw for me personally is the thing. It's like you were talking about, Joel, the story mode. They added a story mode this year, and no other sports game really has done a great story mode besides Fight Night Champion, which was maybe six years ago.
What's a story mode look like in a Madden game? That interests me.
It's called Long Shot, and basically you play as an NFL recruit. So you're trying to get into the NFL, and they have aspects of your life. Like in the very beginning, it shows you out in the yard with your best friend and your dad, and you guys are just playing football in the yard.
Yeah, you're like 8 years old or something, or 10.
So you're like following one player, kind of. Yeah. You're following the story. Or
you
whatever.
Don't get to make your own guy. It's like a preset story. You just get to choose like how you respond to some stuff. So there are some like Telltale game type moments where it's like there's two choices and the timer's going down. You got to make a choice. What do you want to say? How do you want to react to this person's comment or something like that?
It almost reminds me of like the Injustice story mode for the first game, where I mean you are following people's stories, but you always default back to that game mode of where you're playing kind of the same type game over and over.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, and that's okay. That's just what it is. But I mean, you also have those instances where like someone's throwing shit at you and you have to press a certain button to block it or whatever.
Right.
Or stuff like that.
Yeah. So it has some of those elements. So you play as the main character, Devin Wade. And your dad is like, you know, super. The cool thing about the dad is it's the guy from, what's his name? I'm going to pull it up real quick here. When you see him, you're like, oh, him. I'm probably going to say his name wrong, but from Luke Cage. He was the original bad guy.
Oh, he was, Cottonmouth. Cottonmouth,
that's it.
Man,
his name, good. Yeah, his
I
name
won't
is,
spoil anything that happened.
Mahershala Ali, I believe is his name, and he's won, you know, Academy Oscars. And
he was everything. Such a fantastic, he was my favorite part of Luke Cage,
he
I
was
think,
good.
Other
yeah,
than
Yeah, he was
Luke
really
himself.
Good.
I liked him better than Diamondback in that show.
Yeah, I thought Diamondback was weak. And we don't want to spoil what happened with the villains in Luke Cage because that was a big thing.
This guy is the truth.
He was
so
awesome.
As soon as I saw him come on the screen, he's the first person to pop up on the screen when I started the single player mode. And I'm like, oh, he's in this? Awesome.
Oh, sweet.
That's cool.
It had pulled me right away. And so all the actors in, pretty much all the main characters anyway, in the story mode are real actors. And so,
I think they did motion capture for them.
Yeah.
In the story mode.
And the story is so good. I haven't gotten super deep into it just yet, but it's very well written. It has enough in there to draw you in emotionally with certain parts of it and everything, and just this guy's journey to try to get into the NFL and then his relationships and whatnot. And other games have dabbled with this kind of thing, like NBA 2K kind of had a story mode in the last couple of years too. That wasn't bad, but probably the best one in recent years was Fight Night Champion. And I was on Xbox 360, like toward the end of the 360's life cycle, about maybe 6 years ago or something like that, 7 years ago. But it's good. I like it a lot.
I'm watching some gameplay for it right now, and I'm wondering if, like, because I play fantasy football, but I don't have a super good understanding of the game. I mean, I know all the positions and what they do, kind of, but I'm wondering if, like, playing a game like this would give me more of a grasp on, like, you know, get me into watching football and stuff. Like, connecting football to something I love, which is video games, and then maybe, like, I would get more into watching the games then or something, so.
Could.
Yeah.
I mean,
I might try it out.
The cool thing about this year, too, is that I was going through the menus, I was kind of, like, poking and prodding everything I could to kind of see, like, what's different, what jumps out at me, being somebody who played years ago and hasn't played a lot of Madden recently. And just choosing there's certain modes you can choose. Like, I want to play arcade mode. And it gives you an explanation of what it is right underneath it. So you don't have to wonder what's the difference between arcade, exhibition, and, you know, whatever the other choices are.
Competitive, I think.
Yeah, competitive. And so the arcade one is like somebody like yourself who's like, I just want to get in there and throw the ball around and have a good time. I don't want to worry about all the technical bullshit and all the calls and slowing the game down. I want to just have fun with it and score touchdowns. That mode is for you. You want exhibition, which is your traditional mode, where it's going to be like, this is the way the NFL really works.
Mm-hmm.
This is super regular mode, whatever you want to call it. Enjoy. And then there's the competitive mode where it's like, bring your game, because you're about to get your ass whipped by somebody.
Okay.
You know what
okay.
I mean? So there's something for everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. And it explains, too. And as, even when you're going through the menus and you're picking out certain aspects of, like, okay, how do I want to do this? Do I want to do this with the clocks and all this other stuff? It explains it all. And previous Maddens have done that, but this, it just the way that it looked as I was going through it, it jumped out at me to mean more this time around. Just, it looks better.
Much more okay. user-friendly.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm going for. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff. If you haven't played Madden in a while, you should definitely jump into it. The rosters look are always up to date. All your favorite teams are in there. My only thing I couldn't take is the fact that Brady's on the cover, because I'm a Falcons fan. So,
but Tom Brady?
Yeah.
I have a fundamental hate for that guy. But oh, man. You know,
we all do.
Yeah,
I respect him, man.
My mother-in-law loves that guy, though. We fight about it because I think he's a piece of shit. But yeah. I mean, that's just personally. I think he's a piece of shit. Like, but I mean, I don't know. Sorry, I shouldn't talk shit about.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, literally, I Snapchatted my cousin because he was talking about the game over Snapchat to me. He was like, "Oh, are you gonna buy it?" I was like, "I don't know. I'll probably try it out and talk about it on the podcast or whatever." But I held the game in my hand. I was like, "I haven't bought a Madden in like 5 years. Go figure. The one time I buy one, fucking Tom Brady's on the cover after he beat Falcons in the Super Bowl.
This guy, man.
So I'm holding it in my hands and I got my other finger. I'm like, I'm doing like a middle finger. I put it on the table. I got my middle finger like towards Tom Brady's face. I'm like, I bought the game, Christopher. Are you happy now? You know, yeah. kind of thing. And
this guy's like the herpes of football players. You can't shake him.
Some good herpes, I guess. I don't know. He's a good quarterback, though.
There's no
herpes. I can't hate.
Okay.
He's good, but he's a dick.
I don't know if he's a dick. I don't know the guy.
Wasn't that the one with like the something gate?
Spygate.
Yeah. So I don't know if I can call him a good
Deflategate.
I can't really like call anyone good that's been like caught cheating, you know, or whatever.
Deflating balls.
Mm. Yeah. So,
I think it's cool that they added like different modes, like the arcade mode and stuff. So there's something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a legendary deflate mode. It's like the nude mode in Tomb Raider.
Deflate mode.
Yeah.
Plays there's Tom a bunch of
Brady.
Floppies.
Yeah.
Floppies when you're running around.
Yeah.
It's the first time, too, that they've had the same team on the cover 2 years in a row. Last year was Gronkowski. They're tied in for the Patriots, and this year is Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. So the one thing I am hoping, well, I shouldn't say this. It's fucked up to say, but there is a such thing as the Madden curse, and I don't know if you guys know about that.
Yep.
Where whoever's on the cover of the box every year usually gets hurt at some point during the season, and it's happened more times than it's not happened.
Yeah, don't hope that someone will get hurt.
I'm not hoping that he gets hurt. But if the Madden curse happened to happen this year,
you wouldn't be brokenhearted.
I wouldn't necessarily be too upset.
I'm not hoping for like a decapitation.
Exactly,
it's a broken leg.
Broken leg, twisted like ankle, yeah. You know.
But if there was ever a season, though, where like I'm hoping the Madden curse is real, is it mean for me to say I kind of hope it's this year?
Yeah. I don't know if I could call that a decapitation and death note, man, because half of his head just exploded. It was like half a decapitation. Like this guy got decapitated from like his nose up.
We're not ruining anything because we're not saying who it is.
It's like in a scary movie where like it just slides off the other half.
No,
of his
like
face.
Something falls off a truck and hits his face and just knocks half of his head clean off of it. And it like explodes.
The top of the head rips off, blows up. Yeah,
Abby will love that. She'll be the puke in her blanket.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. But just to kind of wrap it up for Madden, though, but the soundtrack is top-notch. I mean, they have a lot of the big names in there. Kendrick Lamar's in there, Big Sean.
Hell yeah.
Imagine Dragons, Steve Aoki, Snoop Dogg, Rick Ross. So.
Do you like Big Sean?
It's good stuff.
He's good.
I don't mind Big Sean at all.
I like his older stuff. Like, he had this mixtape that had a remix of the I Got Five on It song, you know?
Nice.
And, like, Luna's. Man, like that is, I think it was Finally Famous Volume 2. But, like, I don't know, his newer stuff, it's like Drake. Whenever they got really, really famous, I just stopped enjoying their music. So. Yeah.
His new album is pretty good. He did one with Eminem, his new album.
I'll have to check that one out.
Nice.
Eminem is another one. After he got sober, I stopped. You know,
the crazy stuff from like his first couple albums.
Yeah. But he did some like Rap God's really good, and you know there are certain songs that he does. But
yeah.
Anyway, we're getting off topic. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Just to kind of wrap things up, the scores for Madden 18 this year as well. GameSpot gave it a 9. Game Informer gave it an 8.25. IGN gave it 8.6.
Damn.
Game Informer, yeah, 8.25, yeah. But Metacritic, Xbox One version got an 81 out of 100, and the PS4 version got an 83 out of 100. So, I mean, if you're looking to get back in some football and you're itching to do some thumbsticks yourself.
Thumbs up?
I'm looking at sticks. You. You want some sticks and thumbs?
Them stuff? What?
The thumbs.
This is the one to get.
This is the one to get.
All right.
Oh, and you get, you know, as you were mentioning the choices, this doesn't spoil anything, but your choices that you make don't affect the outcome of the game so much as they do affect a little bit of the how the story plays out.
Yeah, exactly.
But the game will still end the same.
Right.
But your relationships can be affected a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because your best friend is that you've been friends with since you're a kid. There's things, that interactions between you and him that you have to temper or go with. Mm-hmm. Here is more or less what I got from it.
Yeah.
But it's good stuff, man. Jump in there and try that out and play that and talk some shit to your friends.
Oh, just talk shit to your friends.
And you will care about the characters. They do a good job with that.
Yeah, so check that out. Good stuff there. Let's move on to Uncharted, The Lost Legacy. I've been waiting to talk about this game because it is so fucking good.
It is awesome.
I'm so mad because like I started downloading it this morning and then I get more of that like 8 hours bullshit, you know, that's like I was gonna play it before the show, but it's still downloading to the best of my knowledge.
Did you hook it up with your hardwire like last time?
No, I didn't because I'm moving and all my shit's everywhere. Yeah. So I put it in rest mode before we podcasted. There you go. I'm hoping that
you can play it probably like on Wednesday. That'd be fine.
Yeah. I know. Not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday.
Right.
Right.
So we got to get that install working too after the download's done. Mm-hmm. So stupid.
I know a lot of people were saying that this Uncharted was like, you know, okay, this is going to be a DLC, like just straight up DLC they're going to give to you if you've got like Season Pass from Uncharted 4. But I think
It's a standalone.
They ended up making it standalone because initially it was going to be a DLC, but it started to grow and grow and grow. And they're like, you know what, dude? Let's just make this standalone. Like, let's just sell it $40, and they put it out there, and it's phenomenal. I didn't think that they could help, like carry a game without Nathan Drake for sure. I have my doubts. I have no more doubts. It's awesome.
Yeah, sorry. I think we actually have the two new people that can, you know, do further games in this franchise because they work so well. Nadine and Chloe work so well together. Their banter
Awesome. The reason I called it a better Lara Croft was just because in this one we have a female protagonist.
And
so,
Chloe's hot.
Yeah, and so it's a very similar kind of setup to. But again, it's not the same setup because like. This is very, very linear where you're straight up, there's no map or anything to the best of my knowledge. But in Lara Croft, you have like these little sandboxes that you play in, you know, where you'll get one map for an open world and then you'll move on to another map for an open world. Yeah. And this is just like straight front to back linear.
You have some of that where it opens up. Like on the fourth chapter is where it really opens up.
True,
and it's like this huge like Madagascar type area. It's huge. It's not Madagascar. They're in India. Sorry, but it's huge. I don't know what I was pulling that from. But they're in India, and this is huge area, like huge. And you just drive around. There's a bunch of waterfalls and hidden caves and all this shit. And there's some puzzles.
It's worth doing those side puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a special item.
Yeah. So it's like you were saying though, it is pretty linear for the most part. But there are a few areas where they blow it out and they have a good time with that, and you get to ride around in the Jeep and stuff. But
in terms of size, how big is it compared to Uncharted 4? In terms of like gameplay wise, like how many hours? Yeah.
There's only what, 8 chapters or
Uncharted 4 had like 25 chapters or something like that.
Yeah,
24.
It was huge.
Yeah, it was a long game, and very some people long, think it thought it was like a good 6 hours longer than it should have been. Honestly, like they were. Like,
I did too.
You get to the point where it's like, man, I kind of want this to wrap up, even though it's not time.
Yeah, I kind of
after
felt
that long, it's super repetitive. You're doing the same shit,
and they just keep throwing waves and waves at you.
They could have definitely shortened Uncharted 4 a little bit. That's a super nitpicky thing to say, but it's true. But this game, to answer your question, like Joel was saying, I believe it's only about 7 or 8 hours, roughly, right in there, depending on
how much. I paid $40 for it. Am I kind of overpaying for that?
No.
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
No. I'd give it a 9 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I just meant for in terms of how many hours I'm going to get out of it.
You're getting good content, I think, and there's plenty of multiplayer options, too. Mm-hmm. They're giving you all the multiplayer from the fourth game if you didn't have the fourth one.
Okay, cool.
Some new stuff. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You going to check it out, Jose?
Yeah, check it out. I totally, that one, like, flew right by me. I totally forgot it was released. So watching gameplay, and it looks so
good. Before I send it back to Gamefly, once I finish it, if you want to check it out before I send it back.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Damn, I should have ordered on Gamefly instead.
It's good stuff, man. We can pass it around before I send it back. It's not a big deal.
It is a great game.
Well, I bought it already, so.
It is worth the purchase. It can take you more than 7-8 hours. I mean, if you take your time looking for all the... You know, all the collectibles and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I think that might be the sweet spot for the length of an Uncharted game, because I feel like, man, if it takes me 20, 30 hours to complete one of those games, I'm either not going to finish it, or by the time it's over, I'm going to be like, thank God this is over, because it's just, you know, so much of the same thing.
I think this is the perfect length. I mean, because if you compare it to other campaigns, like a Call of Duty campaign or a Battlefield 1 campaign, it's like, you know, five or six hours.
Yeah, even 4 hours
this
sometimes.
This is going to be about just a little more than that, about 7 or 8 hours, maybe 9 if you're looking for all the hidden stuff and doing all the side stuff. And I just wanted to talk to you just about a little bit about the plot, because when you first jump into it, you're controlling Chloe Fraser and Nadine Ross, which Nadine, if you remember from Uncharted 4, she was the African American mercenary that was riding around with the main villain.
Yeah, she was super fiery. She's and awesome. Yeah, I mean, she was a really cool character.
So you get her with the contrasting character of Chloe. And so they have a lot of banter because they're not friends. Like in previous Uncharted, you have like Nathan Drake and you have Sully and you have like Elena, and they all kind of like they're friends and or family. And so they have this banter like in a friendly way because they have all this back history. Where these two have zero ties to each other other than this very, very mild alliance they've made to do this job and beat these mercenaries to these different treasures and stuff. So sometimes their banter isn't like super nice. They're taking jabs at each other, and then other times they're kind of like, oh, is that a compliment? You know, and it works so well though, because they're the odd couple. You
know? But their relationship does grow quite a bit through the game.
Mm-hmm.
Have you beat it?
Not yet. Okay. I'm going to finish it probably tonight or tomorrow.
I beat it.
I'm really hoping that download is done sometime today so I can jam on it tonight before school starts tomorrow. So.
Yeah, because initially when you're playing it, you're like, why are they doing this? Why are they friends?
Mm-hmm.
And it slowly reveals it as it goes along. So at first you're kind of like, well, what the fuck's happening? Like, why do I care?
Full throttle, like from the start of the game, you're right in the thick of it.
Yeah.
And I like that in a game I don't really like a 20-minute intro for games.
Yeah, the build-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does a good job.
Let's start a crash course and just learn along the way, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun, though. I just love the story. And one thing that I have to say about this game compared to Uncharted 4 is that the architecture is even better.
Mm-hmm.
The beautiful Indian... Like
burning
the landscape,
not just the landscape, but the buildings, the architecture is unbelievable. In some parts towards the end, you're going to see shit that you're going to go, wow, it's jaw dropping, beautiful.
Cool. But that's the thing about Uncharted, anyway. I mean, at least 4 leaned into it, where the photo mode makes you want to do that.
Yeah,
because you'll come around a corner and over the top of like a staircase, and then boom, just. You know, a vista laid out in front of you with clouds and mist and waterfall over here and like a
beautiful
pyramid over here. And you want to, you know what?
I want to take a picture.
Take a fucking picture.
Yeah.
So she pulls out her phone in the game and takes a picture.
Nice.
Yeah.
And those are like collectibles. But you can also take pictures yourself by pressing both sticks in.
Yeah.
And then it pulls up, it freezes it. And then you can go through like filters and all this stuff.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
And you can change it. You can take all the characters out of the picture or take all the enemies out of the picture. So you can be mid-fight and do one and take all the characters out, put only the bad guys in, put only just you in, and
it's like self-play
with all kind of stuff. Yeah, it's really fun. So
you have to turn that on in the options, though, because I think it's...
It turns off automatically. Off. Yeah. And then you can post that. So I've been posting some here and there. So if you're on the PlayStation dashboard and you're like, whoa, what's new? And you see me posting, you'll see stuff in there.
Yeah.
I couldn't help
it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's fun, though. Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting through it and finishing it. I want to see how this all plays out. And it's always cool, too, because kind of like with Assassin's Creed, they do a pretty good job with historical stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, for the most part, would you guys agree that they typically pull stuff that's actual, like, real, like, treasure hunt type stuff? Like, they're looking for this, kind of like Indiana Jones style.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of,
would you say that they put any, I don't think they put any fake stuff in there, do they?
They should be the disclaimer in the like right before the title.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything here is fictional. Sure.
Yeah. And I haven't played enough Assassin's Creed to know, really. So.
Well, Assassin's Creed, yeah, they do a good they job have with, some with history, the real stuff.
Actual history.
And they'll say that there are some of these events are actually happened.
Right.
But none of these characters are real.
I think it's too present to actually be. I have no idea.
But you know what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, like, I know what
you're saying. Like in Indiana Jones, they're going after, like, you know, the Holy Grail. That's like a real, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the, you know, the Ark and stuff like that. So in here, like in the Uncharted games, they're always going after some big thing. I was just curious if you guys knew for
sure.
What
was the name of it?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Like in this one, they're going after the Tusk of Ganesh.
Yeah, Ganesh.
And so I'm not sure. Well, I guess it's right here. I can just tap on it.
Yeah. It is real. I think it was a real
So that one. Is actually, yeah. Okay. So I think that maybe they weave in real stuff with some other stuff that's not so real. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
cool.
It's just fun, though, because you feel like you're like oh, I didn't know that. That's kind of
cool. At least it's real in mythology. I don't know if there was actually a tusk that but why not? I'm sure they probably did have a jewel or something at one point, because from a religious standpoint, they do make, like, statues and things that are very expensive, worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't see why they wouldn't have made something like that in real life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I give the game high marks personally. It's a lot of fun. Just opening, going into a new area and just seeing, like, the vistas and just all the cool maps and everything. The character models are great.
Oh yeah,
they've done such an awesome job with it. My only gripe with it is sometimes it's the combat, and this is just a symptom, a negative symptom of Uncharted. The shooting sucks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you yeah. really?
In my opinion, the shooting sucks. Like, you're behind cover, and it just doesn't feel weighty, and just, like, it doesn't feel the way it should, in my opinion.
Okay.
It should be tighter.
What do you like better for, like, what's your greatest combat game you think that has the best shooting and stuff?
I don't know. You put me on the spot.
Yeah. Battlefield 1 has probably one of
pretty
the best.
Pretty tight. But that's a first-person shooter, though.
Yeah, I'm talking, like, third-person.
Well, Gears. I mean, that should be tight.
Wildlands. Gears did a pretty good job with the...
Which one? Wildlands?
I said Wildlands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They have pretty good control on the shooting and
Okay.
It just feels loose sometimes. You know what
unreal.
I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Maybe I can tweak it a little bit, but I feel like at its core, it's not good.
Yeah. So it's always been its weak. It's always been a weak. It's like the weak link in that game.
Yeah. It's like putting glitter,
a lot of button mashing.
It's like putting glitter on a turd. It's still a turd. I mean, sure, it looks shinier and it's cool looking.
I don't think it's a turd necessarily, but it's just not.
It's not as good as it could be. I think I basically prefer the you know, the running around, the exploring, and the puzzles almost more than the fighting, just because the fighting is done. It could be better.
Sorry, I didn't mean to catch you.
Just put the glitter on the turd, man. Just put it on there.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking
I like stupid. The stealth stuff. I mean, sneaking up and killing people. That's
a lot better, because in previous Uncharted, they didn't give you a lot of stealthy options.
Yeah.
I mean, it was something you could do, but they didn't always set it up for you to make that choice. They wanted you like, oh, fight these guys.
Yeah.
So you can sneak around a lot more in this one.
Yeah, there's a lot more grass and things to hide in.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something Nathan Drake would do anyways. Stealth.
Mm. Yeah.
That's not his thing.
Yeah, but in 4, they started doing that more, where you could literally just sneak past a whole group of guys and not fight them at all and go into the next area and climb up the, you know, into the next part and go move on. So it's nice that they're putting that stuff in there. But
cool.
Yeah, good game. Check it out if you get a chance.
Yeah, you get 2 thumbs up from me on that one. So
mm-hmm. I'm enjoying it.
I'm going to hold off on rating it until I play it this week. So I'll get back to you guys next week.
Yeah, sounds good.
I loved it.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, I think we're about out of time here, so we're going to have to start wrapping this up, guys. But definitely check out Madden 18 and check out Uncharted if you haven't had a chance to do so. I think you're going to enjoy those games. They are awesome. And so also we're hitting into the apex, to the eye of the storm here with the fall releases. This is just the first wave, so if you are not prepared, I'm sorry, it's too late. It's fucking happening.
Destiny's coming out in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Is it the 6th?
I think 6.
Which is a Wednesday.
Which is weird. That's weird. I don't understand that. They normally come out on Tuesdays or Fridays.
Maybe they'll change it and it'll be like Tuesday all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why release it on a Wednesday?
Why not?
It seems odd.
Enjoy that hump day, I guess.
Big time.
Yeah, but guys, thanks for tuning into the episode. You can reach out to us at glitchtherapy@gmail.com if you want to, you know, send us a question for the show or suggestions, anything like that. We're happy to read your question on the air and talk about it. So check that out if you would like to do so. Otherwise, if you'd like to support us in a different way, feel free to reach out to us at patreon.com/glitchtherapy. And for as little as a dollar a month, you can gain access to bonus content that we put out there. Or if you want to do a one-time donation. So we really appreciate any kind of help that you want to throw out there. Please subscribe, rate, and review. It means so much for such a little thing to do. If you've been listening all this time, you haven't done so yet, shame on you. Get on that and get in there and do that real quick. We really appreciate it. It helps us climb the chart so other listeners like yourself can find us and enjoy the show as well. Otherwise, please check out our other shows on our network, Nerd Trage Radio. Ben is on that show talking about DC characters.
Yep. And
it's an awesome, fun time. Check them out. Also on the on our network, check out Indie Comic Ninja. That's Dexter is on there, and he is interviewing indie comics creators and
yep.
all things indie.
Soon we're adding another show to our network. It's a show about sumo wrestling.
What?
Yeah. I have some buddies who I just set up, and they're starting a show about sumo wrestling. This is like a cult thing that people are into.
What? That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I made their logo for them, crazy. And they just bought all their equipment and
that
stuff.
That is out
so.
There.
Crazy yeah. cool.
I look that's forward to that. Cool. Well, I guess I'll be subscribing to that.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
So. But check that out, and feel free to reach out to any of us on our social media or follow us. Where can we find everybody at?
I'm on Twitter at IndieComicBen. I'm also at Nerd Church Radio on Twitter. And if you want to game with me, I'm Benzilla on the PlayStation Network. Benzilla with three L's.
You can call me, or you can find me on Twitter.
Call me, maybe.
Call me.
Maybe.
Hey there.
This is a hotline now.
I'm on Twitter under JoelGao1 and on Facebook, Joel Gao. And you can game with me on the Xbox or on the PlayStation. My name on there is Scorpio1969.
Beautiful.
And you could find me on Twitter and Instagram.
Who are you? Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you?
Ah. you messed me up on purpose.
You look confused.
that's not fair.
I'm
sorry. You messed me up on purpose.
So I couldn't help it.
I'm Hipster Maid on Twitter and Instagram, you bastard.
I'm your Hipster Maid Senpai.
And I'll be on the Xbox and PS4. It's your Senpai.
That's Jose, everyone.
I'm sorry.
No, Ramondo messed me up on that.
No, that's okay.
I pretty much
mess with Jose.
I pretty much gave you like a mild shove in the back and then hit your left foot into your right foot.
Well,
yeah, that old
Ben was behind and just pushed and just rolled down the hill.
I did it. Yeah.
Oh man. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Nerdy Ramondo. Also follow the show at Glitch Therapy on both of those sites. And if you want to game with me or follow me on Xbox or PlayStation, my name on there is Dirty Dimes. So otherwise, guys, that's the show. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you guys have a great week. Game on.
Game on.
Game on. Game on.